Okay, I'm going to call to order the March 10th, 2014 meeting of the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District. Present at the meeting are board members Ann Blair, Sarah Blossom, Wayne Roth, Val Tolleson, and Roger Townsend, and myself, David Ward. I would entertain a motion to modify the agenda based on the conversation I had with Mayor Blair this afternoon about getting a briefing on projects. So with that prompt, would you give me a motion, please?
Do it this way. I would modify the agenda to add information only about the possibility or what we are doing in terms of transportation projects available and under consideration by funding through the Transportation Benefit District.
We have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. So there's two items of new business. Three, excuse me. One item is pretty obvious, unless you want to come on a separate night for this five-minute meeting. It's always efficient to have it scheduled right after the council meeting. And since we changed the days of the council meeting, we also need to change the days of the Transportation Benefit District. So I would entertain a motion to that effect.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then the second one, I've asked Ellen to give us a brief overview of this suggested policy change.
Thank you, board members. This resolution provides for a material change policy for scope, schedule, and cost for transportation benefit district supported projects. This is a requirement of the RCW pertaining to transportation benefit districts, and we would suggest that you adopt this this resolution. It provides for consultation and a public hearing if there is a material change to cost defined as an excess of more than 20%. For a material change of scope, we will consult with the board president and determine whether or not to convene a meeting. And then finally, for a material change to schedule, we would also define as a schedule change of more than 90 days, the staff would consult with and consult with the board president to let the president know of those changes.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to adopt that policy.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Item C is our public works director. Barry, you're up. And thank you for responding so quickly to this request. We have a, let me give an introduction here as to why this is important. We should be providing Public Works with some direction in terms of how to spend this money. So I asked Barry if he would give us a quick refresher in terms of, first of all, how much money there is, and then what our options are in terms of broad general areas of, in terms of how we can spend it, and then see if there's any comments. We're not going to make a decision, but see if there's any comments from the council members in terms of areas we can should consider focusing on with this money. So, Barry, please.
Right. Good evening. So the on the bottom of the overhead there are the criteria that Ellen and Jim Haney went over a couple meetings ago. And if you recall, it's pretty broad criteria, and just about anything any transportation project, motorized or non-motorized, or even pedestrian, would probably qualify under one of these categories, particularly reduce risk of transportation facility failure and improve safety. So that would pretty much cover any preservation type project, as well as non-motorized trails, sidewalks, those kind of things, because those do improve safety. And then there's many other categories, but so that leaves it fairly wide open. The one thing, I guess you also asked about how much money. Right now in 2014, we budgeted that we'll have about $250,000 to work with, but I think in ongoing base, it's around $300,000 a year that the TBD generates. Ellen could give a better number, but that's the rough number. So right now in the budget is $250,000 for 2014, and it could be spent on several things. One of the obvious ones is it could just be rolled into the annual roads preservation budget. We have $600,000 already budgeted there, and we could add $250,000 to that, and that would be then a list of projects that I don't have to give to you tonight, but it would be a list of the next phase of projects for chip seals and maybe some grind and patch areas and some overlay, but mostly chip seals. So we've done a lot of the federal fund roads last year, so we'd be expanding that out into some of the more local connectors and arterials, as well as in future years potentially getting out into the more neighborhood streets if we can make that kind of progress and put dedicated funding to it. So that's one option, just roll it into roads preservation, and that obviously supports the first criteria of reducing potential facility failure. The next option we were looking at was to start looking at the road reconstruction, the highest priority road reconstruction projects that we have that aren't currently funded and probably won't be funded by federal funds. So the other balancing we're looking at here is we know there's several projects that we have lined up to try to go for federal grants, and those are typically larger projects anyway. So to do one of the larger projects, obviously you'd need to the board would need to decide to bank that money for a number of years. If you only have $250,000 to $300,000 a year and you want to do a $1 million project or more, it's going to take several years of accumulation to do that. So those wouldn't be ready to do. But the two of the ones on the top of the list there, Country Club Road Reconstruction and Old Mill Reconstruction, we could at least start the design on those. And those projects are really just condition. They're projects that roads that need more than just chip seal. They need a recondition to them, so a grind and patch or a full overlay, a grind down and overlay. So the good thing about that is they could be done in phases. So you could design it and then just each year, as we have enough money, get as far as we can and start up the next year. So you wouldn't have to wait for a full project worth of money to accumulate on those. So that's another option. And then the third option, I guess, that you see a list of projects toward the bottom, which are the Core 40 type non-motorized improvements. So we can look at doing a group or a package of non-motorized projects that aren't currently funded in the budget. So those are some options. Preservation, generally, I don't have a list of projects, but I think you have the idea. Roads that need to be preserved that haven't been preserved yet in the last year or so. And then looking at the roads that are more highly deteriorated and starting to work on those on reconstruction or non-motorized potential, a package of non-motorized.
And when you say non-motorized, what does that mean in practical terms? Does that mean?
Excuse me?
What does it mean if you're going to say non-motorized for a particular road? What
well, like it'll say non-motorized there, and then if you go over, it says C40. That's one of the core 40 miles of non-motorized improvements that have been identified by the non-motorized committee as priorities. So then it talks about Buckland Hill, Blakely to Fletcher Bay. So those are typically shoulder improvement, shoulder widening projects on those core 40 miles of bicycle lanes.
So we're talking about better shoulders.
Right. Yeah. Separated, wider shoulders for the most part, right?
Okay, so it appears that...
Wait just a second. Excuse me. I'm pointing.
I was looking at you. I forgot. Yeah.
Sarah has something to say.
Well, I was headed that direction. I was going to say that Barry's indicated to us that we had three options. I was hoping we could have some discussion about what people's preferences were or were not, and maybe begin to seek some direction on this.
I guess the fourth option I left off was just to defer and let the money bank for a year or two. I mentioned that, but that's an option too.
Sarah.
Well, one thing I recall when we talked about the criteria at that council meeting was that the money could also be used to purchase right of way.
Right, I think so. Especially since if it contributed to one of these projects that like improve safe, if you need more right-of-way to widen the shoulder or to widen the whole road right-of-way so we can put bike lanes or sidewalks or whatever is needed, you know, that's part of achieving that goal. So I think it probably could work, yes.
And Steve Bonkowski had mentioned at another council meeting how important it was now for grants to already have the right-of-way secured. So I think it's important for us to know if there's any projects that are of priority that we're going to be looking to get grants for that we don't have that right-of-way yet.
The one that would come to mind there potentially is Wyatt reconstruction and widening. There, I think there's some areas in there where where properties are really close to the existing right-of-way or sidewalk, and in order to widen that out and get the full width improvements that we're looking for there. And that would be definitely a project that would be probably submitted for federal funding consideration, because it would, right now we're estimating it'd be a $2 million project, so right-of-way could be part of that. I'm not exactly sure what pieces are lacking right now, but I suspect there are some there.
Bill? So have we in some other context prioritized these projects already?
Right, yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to follow this list here on the overhead follows the relative priorities of what are in the CIP.
Okay.
So not this year, but the next few years, just kind of looking ahead, which projects are queuing up, because that's one of the other things, I think, that the projects we do need to be in the CIP. So these ones are already in there. If you have others that are that you would like to consider or put in there, we would need to make sure we get them into the CIP, mm-hmm. either as an amendment this year or into next year as we go forward.
Well, I think Sarah's comment about right-of-way and preparing ourselves for grant opportunities is maybe a really leveraging way we can spend this money. But beyond that, I hope we're able to find some money somewhere pretty soon to actually do one of these non-motorized projects.
Well, we are doing some, of course, because we have, you know, some federal grants to do the non-motorized Olympic.
Yeah, right.
Olympic Drive, and we're looking at the Wing Point project. So we do have some bigger non-motorized, but I was thinking more of the smaller trails and the connector pieces that we're going to have to fill in ourselves, because they're probably not going to qualify for federal funding.
So Barry, when do you need direction from the council in order to proceed without major problems? So
well,
that we can back into our decision.
Yeah, I guess if you want to do if you want to put the money into the annual roads preservation, we're going to need to make that decision by about May. We'll be putting the project list together in the next month or so, and we need to get that on the street, get it advertised, so the work gets done in the summer months. So if we want to put an extra $250 in that, we need to know so we can get those projects in this. Those projects in the scope of the contract that we go to advertise with around May or so. After that, though, if we just want to look at design of Country Club or Old Mill reconstruction, that can be done. We'd like to get it under contract so it get designed so it'd be ready to go next year. So that's not a particularly real time critical. As long as we get it by the summertime, it would help. And the non-motorized projects, we just need to have enough time to put a package together and get it on the street. Those aren't usually real long construction periods on those kind of projects.
So if we were to schedule another meeting and actually make a decision,
yes.
Provide you some direction in April, would that cover all the bases?
I think that'd be fine. It's not
okay.
It's not that time critical at this point.
David, yeah. I am absolutely supportive of finding out about the right-of-ways, and particularly on the Wyatt.
Okay.
So, I mean,
okay.
That's one person, but I think it sounds as though it's been supported by others on the council, and I would like that information in anticipation of a decision in April.
Okay, sure.
Sarah.
Just to be clear, not just Wyatt, but any,
oh,
any
right.
Opportunity.
Good. No, no, and that, thank you, very important clarification, yes.
So then the other thing is, it's kind of the federal funding cycle. So this month we're submitting the projects for the 15, 16, and 17 funding cycle. So then we're looking really a couple years out.
So
that's why it was really the next one lining up, but that probably wouldn't be in the federal cycle for a couple years, for you know.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of time on that too. The projects we're currently doing, we have the right of way we need.
Any other? Roger?
I'm just following up on the priority question. These seem to be alphabetized by category. Is there?
I'm not sure if it's really a priority. It's just right out of the RCW, the state law. So
This, when you say that, you mean the order of reconstruction intersection?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the bottom. I thought you were talking about the A through J.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the ones at the top. The ones at the top are. Right, they're prioritized as the next ones that would come up in the CIP. They're not this year's projects. They're really 15 and out. So if you look at the Country Club Road, actually is a TBD. It shows the year that they're in the CIP. So those were the first two reconstruction projects. A Country Club Road and Old Mill and Blakely Hill Road were the first three. And we just put the Country Club and Old Mill up there first because they just showed up on the as known requirements. So they're all about the same in the TBD. They're on the CIP. They're all listed as TBD, which means to be determined, not Transportation Benefit District. That probably is confusing for this meeting. So basically, they're in the CIP, but not in any particular year. So they're in the 20 year.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think we know what our options are. Are there any other discussion from council members?
I have only one request, and that is, would you mind just sending this? It may have been produced before, but if we could get it electronically,
absolutely,
that would be a big help.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I would ask Ellen if you would interact with me via email, and let's come up with a date in April when we can have another one of these lengthy meetings and make a decision.
Sure.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
I would entertain a motion to approve our lengthy consent agenda. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. No more business. I will adjourn the meeting of the TBD.
Thank you.